USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats need to get back to legislating and stop investigating President Trump. McCarthy also reacts to Speaker Pelosi claiming that the president is covering something up.
The idea as a Speaker of the United States Congress would walk out and claim something that was not true right before she walks to meet with the president, to me that's irresponsible.
A tornado hits Jefferson City, Missouri late Wednesday night. Lieutenant David Williams with the Jefferson Police says they're assessing the damage today.
We are still navigating streets. We're closing some streets that weren't originally closed. We're opening some streets because the Public Works is able to go in and move some of that debris. So we're trying as best as we can to allow things to go back to as normal as we can 12 hours after this happened.
At least three people have died and dozens were hurt across Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the drama over a meeting with President Trump and congressional Democrats is hardly surprising at this point.
I pray for the President of the United States. I wish that his family or his administration or his staff would have an intervention for the good of the country.
Pelosi speaking there at her weekly press conference. Philip Morris is getting out of the cigarette business. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The company's name has been synonymous with cigarettes since its beginning. But now COO Jacek Olczak says, quote, "We can unsmoke customers. We can unsmoke Philip Morris." He says the company will be coming out with what it calls a healthier alternative with its new IQOS product. Like vaping products, this will heat but not burn tobacco, and he says that Philip Morris is moving away from combustible tobacco altogether, and that one day they'll even be out of the nicotine business altogether.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The college admission scandal is clear evidence that parents are placing too much emphasis on early success of their kids. Many parents are pushing their kids, and kids, in fact, that aren't able to have real-life experiences on their own. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Rich Calgard. He's publisher of Forbes magazine and author of a new book titled Late Bloomers, The Power of Patience in a World Obsessed with Early Achievements. And one of the things I asked him was the difference between laziness and someone who's a late bloomer.
Well, a late bloomer is somebody who really comes into their own. They have an unconventional path of discovery, and along what they're trying to discover or what they accidentally discover is that intersection of their gifts, their passions, and their purpose. They may look like they're lazy, because they're probably underachieving, according to their potential up until the moment they do. And often it's later and often it's in unexpected ways. And that's what happened to me. Was I lazy at 25 when I could hold a job no more responsible than dishwasher, temporary typist, and security guard? Maybe I was, but I don't really think so looking back. In fact, beating myself up that I was lazy was probably the wrong thing to do. I simply wasn't ready to bloom. And when I bloomed rather rapidly.
Calgard also believes that economic fear is driving people as well at an early age. Please remember to check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.